sister. I mean, I'm gonna get a couple tickets. I'm gonna do something because she's my member. We're talking.
Whatever the president
says. We're talking.
I ain't going nowhere.
Right. I gotta figure out something. When is it? Oh.
You got a good story though.
Great story, man.
Proud.
She ought to write a book.
You know, you can do the math.
Where you are.
Who is it? I guess.
Between the bell. Oh, yeah. Is it between the bell?
Call to order. Newcastle County Council meeting October 13, 2015, 6:30. Please stand for a moment of silence.
Thank you. Please join me in Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Are there any correction amendments to the minutes of the meeting of September 29, 2015?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes have the minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements from council members tonight? Announcements. Seeing none, introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 15099, amend the grants budget appropriate $250,000 in anticipated program income to the Property Maintenance Revolving Fund. Ordinance 15100, amend the grants budget appropriate state funding of $216,712. And 85 cents to the FY 2016 Fund to Combat Violence Crime Grant for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 15101, amend the grants budget, realign federal funds of $46,158.08 in the FY 2015 Home Investment Partnership Program Home Grant, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 15102, amend the grants budget, realign $593,367.74. of federal funds and deauthorize $12,684.84 in program income within the FY 2015 Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 15103, amend the FY 2016 approved operating budget, appropriate $150,000 from the General Fund Tax Stabilization Reserves to the Office of Economic Development to fund an environmental study. Ordinance 15104, amend the grants budget, appropriate $22,000 in funds from the Centers for Disease Control through the Nemours Health and Prevention Services to the FY 2016 Partnership to Improve Community Health, PIC, grant to be administered by the Newcastle County Department of Community Services. Ordinance 15105, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 38, Utilities, Article 2, Sewers and Sewage Disposal, Division 38.02.500, Sewer Service Charges regarding the user classification categories used to identify Class B general industrial commercial users for the sewer billing purposes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. These ordinances will be voted on in the next meeting, which is October 27th, unless they are referred to a board or a commission whereby they will be voted on at a later date. We'll now hear select and special committee reports. We'll start with the Finance Committee. Councilmember Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we had a very small agenda for the Finance Committee. We discussed one purchase order resolution and one ordinance, and we approved two grants and approved the purchase of tickets to an event. The purchase order, just for a little detail, The purchase order resolution is for repairs to the roof of the Terminal Avenue Sewage Pump Station. The ordinance is a, under my sponsorship, reaffirming transfer of the local service functions between the Village of Ardencroft and Newcastle County.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Public Safety.
Yes, Mr. President.
Sweet.
Public Safety Committee meeting. Public Safety Committee met today at 3 o'clock. We discussed three items, which two of which are on tonight's agenda. One is being introduced tonight, and we had a presentation regarding the intervention specialist program.
Thank you, Mr. Sweet. Alarm use. Mr. Weta.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last week we had a land use meeting. We had a very short agenda, and I believe what we had on the committee meeting will be up on the screen tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Weta. The executive committee met today. We had a very brief agenda. Reappointment of Donna Baker to the Diversity Commission and Linda Bailey to the Audit Committee. Both were two reappointments. You've heard the Executive Committee Finance, Public Safety, and Land Use reports. Moving on to the consent calendar. In the name of the council, the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a separate request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, and they are available in the back of the room as well as online. Is anyone from council or the public wishes to have an item removed at this time? Chair, none, Madam Clerk. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed the reading of the calendar.
Resolution 15169, reappointing Donald Baker to the Newcastle County Diversity Commission. Resolution 15170, reappointing Linda Bailey to the Newcastle County Audit Committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The consent calendar has been passed. Are there any presentations tonight? I do have one presentation on behalf of the entire council. Honoring the life of Helen Setting, Mike's chief, and his wife, if you join the entire council here in the front.
Council, if you would join me, please. Whereas Helen Teresa Rhodes Setting was born on July 25th, 1926, in Wilmington, Delaware, parents of Elmer and Kathleen Rhodes. Whereas Helen married her husband Jim, together they had 11 children, whom she cherished deeply. She was a wonderful mother, wife, sister, grandmother, great-grandmother, and great-great-grandmother, and was devoted to her family. Helen will be clearly missed and dearly missed by her children, James, Margaret, Dennis, Lawrence, Teresa, Catherine, George, Anthony, Robert, Homer, and Thomas. She is survived by 20 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. Her sisters, Margaret, Rita, George, Mary, and James Ann. Predeceased by her sister Jeannie and her brothers Jerry, George, Henry, and Joseph. Helen's strong legacy can be felt throughout her large family as they carry on her example of love, kindness, and respect. Her generous spirit will be missed by all those who had the pleasure of knowing her. Now, therefore, be resolved by and for County Council, Newcastle County. County Council hereby expresses to you, Chief, wife, and your family, our deepest sympathies to the friends and family of Helen Teresa Setti. We honor her lasting legacy, her living, not her liberation, the impact she had on this family and this community. God bless you. We wanted to honor you and honor her legacy. Bless you, my friend. Chief, would you like to say anything?
No, just, well, yes. This council and this department have forged a relationship that I've never seen in my 27 years in law enforcement, and I think this cements another piece of it, and I'm grateful to be partners with such dedicated professionals and politicians that seem to be a light in a dark world.
Bless you, sir. God bless you. You're in our prayers.
Thank you, sir.
Bless you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Council.
Consideration of the resolution removed from the consent column of the resolutions, R15-171, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like resolution 15-171 read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 15-171 authorizing execution of one purchase order contract for Farrell Roofing, Incorporated for repairs to the Terminal Avenue Pump Station roof for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $36,050.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes, we had this reviewed in the Finance Committee by personnel from Special Services providing explanation of the need to repairs to flat roofs in some of our sewer pump stations. And this Terminal Avenue pump station is in need of repair, and that's the content of the resolution per title.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Questions from Council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R15-171 is approved. R15-172, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution number 15-172 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 15-172, plan of Boyd's Corner Farm, St. George's 100, southwest corner of Boyd's Corner Road and DuPont Highway. Major subdivision land development plan that proposes a 4,800-square-foot bank, 106,500-square-foot shopping center, and 113 residential lots, ST and CR zoning.
Mr. Bell.
As per title, Mr. President.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins? Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Not voting?
Yes, not voting.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 not voting.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Move on to ordinances now. Ordinance 15-091. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like Ordinance 15-091, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Right. Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 15091 to confirm and reaffirm the transfer of certain local service functions between the Village of Ardencroft and Newcastle County pursuant to Title 9, Delaware Code, Section 1102 and Newcastle County Code, Chapter 14, Finance and Taxation, Article 9, Local Service Functions.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd just like to very briefly state this ordinance has no fiscal impact. It simply confirms the division of the local service function between the Village of Ardencroft and the Newcastle County, and this was developed by land use and finance in order to handle, you know, some current issues. but this is a practice that's been in place in terms of the Division of Local Service Function for over 20 years, and we're just reconfirming and clarifying that for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Council, have any concerns or questions? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Vetta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 15-091 is approved. Ordinance 15-094, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that ordinance number 15-094 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 15-094, amend the grants budget appropriate $50,570 from the United States Department of Justice to the asset forfeiture federal grant, which is administered by the Department of Public Safety to assist in the purchase of police canine supplies and equipment for the Division of Police.
Mr. Bell.
As per title, Mr. President.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 15-094 is approved. Ordinance 15-095, Mr. Street?
Yes, Mr. President, I moved it. Ordinance number 15-095 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Sir. Ordinance 15-095, amend the grants budget appropriate federal funding of $183,325 to the JAG Justice Assistance Grant, 2015 data and evidence-based policing methods to reduce gun violence grant for the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Street.
Per title, Mr. President.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 15-095 is approved. Item J, honorary resolutions and congratulatory resolutions. 15-173, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that resolution number 15-173 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 15-173, honoring the William E. Powers Jr. family for receiving the Newcastle County Farm Family of the Year Award for 2015.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we touched on in committee this afternoon, I want to personally thank the President, President Bullock, for attending on behalf of Council the Farm Bureau dinner last evening, as well as for myself as far as the resolution and presenting. As I stated upstairs, the fact that Bill Powers and his family have been chosen as the Farm Family of the Year 2015 speaks volumes. I think that when you take a look at the size of the farm, the farming community throughout Newcastle County, and in fact throughout the entire state, it's the number one industry in the state of Delaware still to this day. And to have the type of high regard for Councilman Bill Powers and his family, and to have Bill as one of our county councilmen, I think is just a tremendous honor. And as I stated upstairs, the fact is that when we talk about farmland preservation and farming, not only his years of experience, his education, but his family commitment and commitment to others, Bill truly is our subject matter expert on farming here in this county and the state, serving on county council. So congratulations to our fellow councilmen. And once again, Mr. President, I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Are there any comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
You voted yourself?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call bills 13, yes.
R-15-173 is approved. Join me in a round of applause for the farmer of the year. We voted for his own resolution. Mr. Powers.
Thank you. And as you said, he introduced it as all of council, and I said, I guess I got to vote on it. Got a few laughs out of that, but thank you. Thanks for the resolution.
You're welcome.
Free eggs for everyone.
Chicken in every pot.
I do have something under other.
Okay. R-15-174. Is that you, Mr. Bell, or Mr. Powers?
That'd be Mr. Powers.
Mr. Powers? That's the Stephen Cook.
Stephen Cook. I just need a resolution. I move
1574.
I move that resolution 15-174 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 15174 congratulating Stephen E. Cook on receiving the Distinguished Service to Agriculture Award.
Councilman.
Yes, Stephen got Distinguished Service Ag. He lives in my district. The Cook family, I think a lot of them, y'all learned when they were trying to do a subdivision on his farm. That hasn't come forward. They settled with, he didn't know he was selling it to Capano. I just want to, there's nothing to do with this. But he had to give some ground for a piece of it, and it'll stay a farm for now. Stephen does a lot with 4-H and FFA throughout the state. He's an ag teacher. Caesar Rodney, I think that's what's in there. But it was, you know, a great honor that he got it. I've known Stephen most of my life.
Thank you, Councilman. Council, comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes, sorry.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President, the roll call bills 13, yes.
R-15-174 is approved. Anything under item K?
Do you have another J?
We have another J.
L.
Oh, it's L. It's L. Public comment. L. We have something under L. R-15-175. Mr. Shelton.
Yeah, Mr. President, I'd prefer to read resolution 15-175 for introduction and hopefully completion and voted upon. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Resolution 15-175, dedicating the new Brandywine Springs Park Pavilion in the name of the late Senator Wilmer F. Rudy Williams.
Mr. Shelton.
This is just hot off the press, believe it or not. We just went through very fast with the administration and so forth. As of Thursday, we're dedicating the development of part of Brandywine Springs Park to the state senator that lived in that area, Rudy Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Sheldon. Comments or questions from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call bills 13, yes.
Order 15-175 is approved. Does the public wish to address the council tonight? Anyone from the public? Anything on the other? Mr. Powers.
Yes. My wife is texting me that Wills Passmore passed away today.
Wow.
I'm going to do a resolution if anyone on council doesn't want to be on it. Councilman Bell and I, he lived in Councilman Bell's district, but I've known Wills most of my life. And it just
It's just hard to believe. So.
Thank you. Councilmember Street.
Yes, Mr. President, briefly, I sent a copy of a letter I sent to the U.S. Attorney asking to investigate shooting of a man in a wheelchair in my district. I did not raise it today. I had no intention on raising it tonight. But since somebody from the News Journal called and asked for an update, and I gave my response to them, I wanted to make sure before council members read about it that the Department of Justice had responded to my letter. They acknowledged receipt of the letter and have reported to me that they're monitoring the investigation being conducted by the state. And once the state completes its investigation, it will make a determination at that time as to what the Department of Justice may or may not do. So since that may or may not be in the paper tomorrow, I wanted to make sure that I gave council members an update.
Thank you. Anything else on the other? Mr. Smiley?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Thank you for coming and good night.
Say it again, Dave.
That's it.
That's all we get.
That's all the budget can handle.
Ah, come on.
Y'all have me.
We are.
Yeah. All right, Jack.
Have a good one.
Wait for me now. Right.
Okay, then we're going to get to the final plan.
You teach at Wilmington University.
I'm trying to figure out what I got to
do
here.
The bird harmony?
None of
the
other.
I go with man. I remember my time in Gates. I'm going to be the next letter for the evening.
All right, very good.
She's solid.
Good. Well, I mostly hang out with my colleagues.
I did.